This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Remember cars and inflation, used cars in particular, and how early last year, when chip shortages cratered the supply of new cars and buyers turned to the used market, those prices hit historic highs? Well, that was then. In the CPI this morning, the price of used cars and trucks was down 2.5% August to September, year on year down 8%. But if you're shopping for a used car now for the first time since before the pandemic, you're likely still in for some sticker shock, and it could last for a while, as Marketplace's Henry Epp reports.
Matt Van Wagner of South Burlington, Vermont, needs to replace his car.
We've got a 2006 Cadillac DTS. It's about 196,000 miles. It moans and groans more than I do in the morning.
He wants to find a used car to replace it, something only a few years old in the $15,000 to $20,000 range, but the options just aren't great.
I'm stuck in a mentality that used cars should be a lot cheaper than what they are.
They're not likely to get much cheaper. One reason, there's just not enough supply, because we're still seeing the effects of those chip shortages and COVID-era shutdowns that threw a wrench in the production of new vehicles, says Chris Fry with Cox Automotive.
I liken it to a boa constrictor that swallowed, let's say, a pig. And if you turn it upside down, that visual of the pig going through the snake, that's the hole in new production that we have to work through.
That hole has caused buyers of new cars to behave strangely, says Jessica Caldwell, an analyst at Edmunds.
They're either going to hold on to their vehicle, they're going to buy out their lease, they're going to do things they wouldn't typically do.
That's kept the supply of used cars tight. And it could get tighter if the UAW strikes create another hole in production. Meanwhile, demand isn't going away, even as interest rates for used car loans topped 11% in the third quarter, according to Edmunds. A lot of people have no choice but to drive. Kevin Hicks, general manager at Garso Auto Sales in Champlain, New York, sees that in his shop.
People are coming in that absolutely need a vehicle, not just because they want it, you know what I'm saying?
Still, Hicks says he's been able to keep his inventory pretty healthy, thanks to his dealership's location just a couple miles from the Canadian border.
I have an alternate route I can buy out of Canada. There's plenty of supply in Canada as far as used vehicles.
Can any of our neighbors to the north let us in on your supply secret? I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.